if you've ever wanted to kill somebody.
Welcome back to the B-List. This is B, and I'm joined here in the studio today by Ty Sunderland.
Hello.
He's DJ and a good friend living here in New York City. And Ty, do you want to tell us a bit about some parties? Because you throw a lot of parties,
yeah.
You DJ a lot of parties,
yeah.
You're traveling, you just got back from Aspen.
I was in Aspen.
For Gay Ski Week?
Gay Ski Week, yeah, I got flown out like the day before, like they called me the day before I was going to leave. They're like, hey, can you come out to Aspen tomorrow?
Can you ski?
Yeah, yeah, you I can ski.
You're from Florida, right?
I'm from Florida, but I can ski.
Okay.
It's like—
I'm white.
Well, no. So growing up, it's like, when you live in Florida, like, you know, everyone comes to Florida for their spring break or whatever. Like,
yeah.
For spring break, we'd go skiing.
Wait, because real quick, you're from the west side of Florida, like?
No, like Fort Lauderdale.
Oh, so you're from, okay, never mind.
I'm from the good part.
I thought you're from like near Sarasota or something.
No. I'm a city girl. I'm from Fort Lauderdale, like proper.
Okay. Go off.
Yeah.
So I know you from your parties that you throw,
yes,
in New York, and gays love themes. So
love a reason to
dress up. All
to dress
of your
up.
Parties are themes. Like, it's like,
yeah,
big themes. You've got boat parties that you throw every summer.
Mm-hmm.
How often are they? They're like,
This summer there's going to be 5, I think.
Touché.
I know I'm like,
yeah,
I don't know. We'll see what happens, but I might be getting like too big, but
my favorite was the Madonna one last summer.
That was so fun.
Yeah.
That was major. Well, so last summer there was 3. They all sold out, so I was like, maybe I can do 5.
Okay, yeah.
We'll see. I'm planning it now.
Do you know what the themes are?
Well, definitely, there's always going to be Britney and Gaga, because those are my go-to girls. I really want to do Rihanna, like Rihanna's Navy.
Yeah, Navy,
you know,
duh.
The Navy.
Rihanna's my favorite, you know. Yeah.
And I want to do maybe a Carly Rae Jepsen cruise.
Yeah, that would make
sense.
The
5-year anniversary of Emotion
do
coming
you know
up this summer.
Rory Phillips?
I don't think
he's a DJ also. He was on the podcast about a month ago. Yeah, he's based in London.
Okay.
But he actually does a lot of cruise things. Yeah, like crew jobs. Yeah. Did I say crew? Cruise. So then there's the boat parties, then there's Love Prism.
There's the boat parties, Love Prism, which are color based. So, like,
yeah,
each month we have a different color.
Recently
the next one is rainbow, like full spectrum.
Okay,
so it's not rainbow, but it's like the full spectrum, so it's like iridescent, like, you know.
See, I'm shocked that you wouldn't do that one in June for Gay Pride,
you know.
For the girls,
you know, you would think.
You would think,
but
we don't do anything that people think we're gonna do.
I'm throwing a curveball because it's like oh, rainbow for Pride, groundbreaking.
Yeah,
you know.
Yeah, are you gonna do pink for
I'm gonna
Pride?
Do pink again for Pride.
Okay,
so
yeah,
actually for Pride I'm doing a Love Prism boat.
Oh, that's good. Yeah.
Yeah, it's going to be the Love Boat.
Yeah. You should do one in like a forest. I feel like you would just like
I don't know about mud and stuff, girl. I'll leave that to the techno girls.
And then you've got Heaven on Earth, which is
the
China Chalet.
Mm-hmm. That's like 5-6 times a year.
Okay.
It's really stressful.
It's also like themed based on
pop stars, yeah.
But it's kind of like the winter version of your boat thing.
So it was the first summer I did China Chalet, it was so freaking hot in that place because it's a Chinese restaurant.
Yeah.
It's not made for, you know, the number of people that go through there. And it's so hot in New York. I was like, I can't do this. There was this one point where I was like, I'm going to pass out soon, like while I'm DJing. I'm like, I'm not going to do
and
it in the
smells.
Summer.
Yeah.
I'm like, you know, I'll just do the boats instead. And so the winter we'll do the Chinese restaurant and in the summer we'll do the Circle Line.
Okay. And then that leads me to Devil's Playground, which is actually tomorrow night. Well, this is going to air. This podcast is going to air on Valentine's Day. And so the Devil's Playground is obviously going to be Valentine's themed.
Yeah, I'll be getting ready by the time you guys are posting this up. I'm going to be there all day tomorrow. So
who do you have there? Who's going to be?
I have Crystal Waters performing.
You have one of the Cock Destroyers too.
So no, they canceled on me. That's like
a
whole
shit.
Thing. Yeah.
I'm sorry.
It's fine.
Do you need me instead? I'll destroy some cocks.
Yeah, I know you do. Don't worry, I've been to Fire Island with you.
Yeah. That's how we met, really. I mean, I knew you before, but
yeah,
we actually started talking in Fire Island.
Yeah.
I think I ran into... Where did we run into each other? At some... I don't know.
Tea?
Tea?
We probably like, saw each other at tea and was like, whatever,
just,
yeah, let's
like,
go.
Let's just do this.
Yeah.
And then we were like... like,
you know,
this,
Fire Island.
This party's boring. Let's go over
here.
Let's do this. And you just took you by the hand.
Choose your own adventure.
It was so much fun. That was your birthday.
Was it? Oh, yeah.
I think it was your birthday.
Yeah.
Was that July?
June, beginning of June.
I know. We got it offline. We'll talk about
this
gotta season. We got to
talk
work
about
that out.
The summer.
Fashion Week. It's still... Wait, no. It's officially over when
this...
Yeah.
Today is the last day.
Did you DJ last night for that? No, you did. Yeah.
I DJed last night at Paul's Baby Grand. It was like, okay. So that's where, like, where I started my career in New York was at Paul's, and it's, you know, Paul's is very involved in, like,
yeah,
the fashion crowd.
Yeah. Yeah.
So, I kind of went back as like a, oh, I'm back for Fashion Week kind of closing thing. But I didn't DJ many Fashion Week parties this season, but I was like sat in so many shows. So that was like really cool. Usually I don't get to go to the shows. Usually I just go DJ the parties. Mm-hmm. This time I got to go to all the shows and I didn't have to work after.
I went to one show. I went to Monze, but that's
That's a good one.
Yeah. That's what I got. I didn't do anything else. I hate fucking Fashion Week. I'm so ready for it to be over.
I'm tired.
Everyone turns into like the worst version of themselves.
Yeah.
Do you feel?
Yeah.
Well, it's like New York on like steroids and it's just like too much.
It's
just,
like the social climbing, the house down like boots. It's gross. Like, whatever. Yeah. It's like something that is just like a part of life, I guess, for
And in the fact me. That it's like sandwiched with Valentine's Day, it just makes it that much worse. Mm-hmm. But we'll get into that in a minute. But I know that you were up late last night because you were DJing, Paul's Baby.
Paul's Baby Grand.
Oh, Baby Grand. And but you didn't know what's going on with Wendy Williams.
I have not been on Twitter today. I don't know what's going on.
What the girls are talking about. Listen, okay, so Wendy Williams on her show actually today, Thursday, asked our audience who would be celebrating Galentine's Day. Do you know Galentine's Day?
Like, it's like single
a trend popularized by Parks and Recreation where women celebrate the other women in their lives. Yeah, da, 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 da. Anyways, as women began to clap, a few men in the audience started to clap, and she was like,
well, first of all, if you're a man and you're clapping, you're not even a part of this, okay? All right, you don't even understand the rules of the day. It's women going out and getting saucy and then going back home. Yeah, you're not a part. I don't care if you're gay. You don't get a Menci every 28 days, all right? You can do a lot that we do, but I get offended by the idea that we go through something you will never go through. And stop wearing our skirts and our heels.
Just saying, girls, what do we have for ourselves? Looky here now, gay men. You'll never be the women that we are, no matter how gay you are.
Okay, all right, listen here. There's a lot to unpack
here. There's a lot to unpack here, but the fact that this, you go first, because I'm going to...
I mean, this is very transphobic. It's very, very transphobic.
It's aimed at the gay men, I mean, obviously, but then it says it speaks volumes about how she views trans women.
Yeah.
Yeah. First off, not all trans women wear fucking pants, or skirts and heels, so there. Also, bitch, you don't even look like you menstruate every 28 days, so...
Period.
The fuck? Period. Yeah. Poo.
Yeah.
Right?
Oh.
In fact, that like gay men are the reason that you're relevant because straight people don't fuck with you. This like you look like you're a permanently homeless drag queen. Also, Billy Porter and RuPaul and all of these people have been on your fucking show and you're kikiing with them, but you don't have an issue then.
Who knows?
Do you know like 90% of the memes that I post have her images? I'm going to have to like restock my entire entire library of memes.
I don't really watch her show, but I use her reaction GIFs all the time.
All the time, yeah. But you won't now.
Yeah.
We're going to have to figure out something else.
But is anyone ever really canceled anymore?
I'm ready to cancel her. I'll take her out of my meme repertoire until she gives a real apology. But I don't even know. I mean, it's just like, this smells like shit.
Yeah.
I mean, I'm not even going to call her by her name. I'm going to just call her the letter P. You know, she's shaped like the capital letter P. Yeah. Remember when I was there for Halloween?
Yes.
That comment was probably aimed at me for wearing heels and skirts.
Stop dressing like her.
Yeah, but like, come on. You have like dry ass weaves. You have those those fucking like DVF wrap dresses on. Like she's telling men how to dress. And it's like, she wears those fucking tired wrap dresses. Yeah, I don't know. I don't know what she can do really at this point. But like, she's talking about her base. And
she's literally attacking her base.
Her base, yeah. The ratings must be a mess. Because I don't know. She's just trying to get like, I think she's like so... like far gone. I think maybe like drinking or something has like, or allegedly. Well,
alleged. Well, she was in a sober living house, wasn't she?
Yeah, yeah. But you know how, like, I don't think she can, like, go off the cuff anymore. She's kind of just, like, lost that sharpness. I feel like she reads from a lot of cue cards, and in between, she just makes these weird quips. But I don't think she's really good at off the cuff, because when she is off the cuff, she says shit like this. But it's kind of, I was talking to Tracy, my producer, and I was like, it's kind of like how when, like old, senile people in an old folks home, they forget everything, right? They forget how to wipe their asses. They forget how to eat. They forget how to walk, but they don't forget how to be racist because they will fucking curse out a caretaker and like, you know, just like say the most derogatory shit, but they'll like forget everything else. But if there's one thing they remember, and it's kind of like what's going on here, but on like national TV.
Yeah.
So,
I mean, that's really embarrassing for her.
Yeah.
Frankly.
Yeah.
Like, without gay men, what does she have?
This happened later in the day today, so I'm ready to see, you know, how.
And I haven't Twitter been on Twitter her, today, yeah, so I haven't seen what's happening.
Let's get in after. So you, did you know yesterday, did you see, I was talking about face tattoos, but like Amber Rose got some.
I saw you posting about it, but I didn't investigate it too much.
Yeah,
I mean, Presley Gerber got something on his cheek.
Uh-huh. It's Presley Gerber, yeah.
Girl.
It says Misunderstood, right?
Yeah, something like that.
Like the pink album.
Oh God, not the pink album.
Is that Misunderstood or is that Kelly Clarkson? Misunderstood? I think it's Misunderstood.
M-I-S-S.
Like Miss Moose. Yuck. But Amber Rose got,
what does it say?
Bash slash. So it's like dedicated to her kids. I think her kids' names are Bash and Slash.
Really?
Yeah.
Okay.
It is so ghetto. Listen, it looks so bad, but she's so proud of it. It's on her fucking forehead. Yeah. She's got kids on her face.
I can't with the whole face tattoos. Like anywhere else, fine. Yeah. But like,
did you see Chris Brown's? He got
Air Jordans. Air Jordans. Oh, Air Jordan
3s. At least get, I mean, it could have been worse. It could have been like 11s.
True.
The ugly ones. True. I mean, true. Shit. But get ones at least. Like,
Gucci Mane's ice cream.
Oh yeah,
face tattoo.
But that's okay. Iconic.
That was
iconic.
That's
iconic. We should have done a bracket of like the best tattoos,
best face tattoos,
best face tattoos.
Remy Duran.
I know. Aaron Carter would be up there too. He's like,
what does he have?
Fuck if I know. It's like just like shit. I'll look it up in a second. Let me see. Let me look it up. I know he has ton.
Post Malone has face tattoos, doesn't he?
Is that just dirt?
I don't know.
That's just caked up dirt.
Yeah.
True. Let me see. Aaron Carter face tattoos. Isn't Aaron Carter from Florida too?
Are they? Oh yeah, they're Orlando royalty. I mean, boy bands came out of Orlando.
Yeah. Yeah, he has a ton of tattoos. One of them is Medusa.
On his face?
On his fucking face. Jesus. And it looks kind of like Rihanna's Medusa when she was on the cover of some mag. I think it was like High Times or some shit.
She would be.
He's got them on both sides. It's nuts. But then we were saying, I mean, also there's Presley Gerber, Cindy Crawford's son, 20 years old. He got just last week Misunderstood on his face, and a pretty boy.
Yeah. I mean, he looks so much like his mother.
With that name, Presley Gerber with the face tattoos.
I mean,
what's his rap name going to be?
I don't know. I'm sure he'll laser it off in a couple of years.
You know, Tom Hanks' son is Chet Hanks. No, Chet Hayes. It's Chet Hayes, but I call him Shaba Hanks. Stop. He got face tattoos
Does he have face tattoos? He has like.
He's got lots of tattoos.
He's got like sleeves.
He's so dumb. It's Smash.
Yeah. I saw a tweet yesterday that was like, there's like the three Hanks brothers.
Jane, can you cut that? Can you take this? Can you flag this? Do you ever watch The Comeback?
No, I haven't seen it.
Oh my God. You know? I'll show you later. It's him.
I mean, I'm familiar with it. Like, I got it.
I got it.
Yeah.
But I was going to ask. So today I was thinking, like, what do you think? What kind of shoes do you think Meghan Trainor would get?
Trainers. She'd get trainers.
On the side of her face. What do you think, like, G-Eazy would get? He would get, like,
he'd get whatever Megan Thee Stallion is wearing.
Yeah, at the moment.
At the moment.
Or he would get, like, DC shoes, I feel like.
Is he? No.
Is he?
he's a big Saint Laurent boy.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Okay.
Every time I see him, he's in, like, head-to-toe Saint Laurent always. Yeah. Thinking about it, he's a skinny white boy. Yeah.
Yeah. What do you think? Carmela Kambuka? Carmela.
Who?
Kambilla. I refuse to say her name. Kambilla Kabuk. What's her? Your face.
I'm so lost.
All right. Kambilla Kambello. Kambello.
Oh, her. I don't have, you know, literally the last podcast I filmed was Las Culturistas, and they're like, Ty, what do you think of Kambilla? I'm like, I don't have an opinion, and I still don't have an opinion.
There's no opinion to have.
No.
She's racist.
That. Yeah,
she's got Florida. That going for her.
She's from Florida too.
She's from Florida too. That makes so much sense now. And she still has a Tumblr. She's being racist on it. I was like busy before you showed up. Like I was Googling Katy Perry shoe collection.
Oh yes, she posts about it a lot on her Instagram.
And I was thinking about it today, and I was just randomly did another quiz on my Insta stories asking like people. I picked two of the apps. My absolute favorite of them, which is like the Christmas shoe boot. Mm. It's like a little like ankle boot. And then there's another one. It's a clown flat. It's a flat, like a Tory Burch flat, but like a clown. Clown? Face. Oh, do you remember last year she had like, it was like the controversy over like, she had a blackface one.
No.
She had a blackface shoe and it's a flat.
No.
Yep. A little slide. I'll look it up for you. But yeah, I put them side by side and I asked everybody if you had to get one of these tattooed on your face, which one would it be? Apparently someone saw it. And Katy Perry Collection Instagram account reposted it, but apparently
your content.
Yes. Oh my god. But then they DM'd me and I was like, and then they said that everybody in their office follows me, so I was taken aback by that.
Oh, okay.
So I was like, oh, this is okay. Yeah. This is good. It's not going to be an actual feud.
Yeah. They think it's funny. They're into it.
Yeah. I'm trying to look up blackface shoe, Katy Perry. For you, I just need you to see. That one.
Oh, that, yes. That yes, I did see that shoe. Yes, I did see that.
She has an odd number of shoes that are like watermelon ones.
Well, this is similar. That's similar to the Gucci sweater. Remember when that Gucci sweater came out? It was like...
Oh, Gucci's like all over the place. Yeah, with their... And now Gucci has them tattooed on his face. Or does he have Gucci symbol tattooed on his...
Does he?
I feel like he does.
He would.
Anyways... Sorry, I was thinking about Beyonce Six Inch Heels. I don't know why I wrote that down. I have no idea. Six Inch. Do you like Beyonce? You
know I like Beyonce.
Yeah.
But I don't play much Beyonce.
You don't. It doesn't always. I've never heard you.
It doesn't always work in the club. You know, like I'm very much so like the EDM pop sound.
Yeah.
And like when it comes to Beyonce, I either play like Destiny's Child. You can hear or, that like, anywhere else
too. Yeah. It's all right. You're in a safe space. I told everyone on here that I egged her house last week. So.
Oh my God. So I missed that story, but I saw tidbits of it.
But
I will say Homecoming, like watching it's amazing. I was completely gooped. Like gooped.
Yeah.
Like that was amazing. Like she did all this for literally two performances.
Yeah. Do you, I mean, obviously your queen is Kim Petras.
Love Kim.
Yeah. That's your favorite. Who's your favorite of all time?
Britney.
Britney?
Britney's my all-time favorite, definitely. Kim's like a close second.
Yeah.
She's also a sister, so.
Yeah. And so you got your start DJing for her? Or how did
No. We met out. We just met out in the club.
Okay.
She was like promoting Heart to Break in New York, and she came to Beige.
Okay. Oh.
I was DJing Beige. This was like the Beige revival for everyone who
the
doesn't
know.
For everyone who doesn't know, Beige is like a Tuesday dinner party that was like iconic and
It was at B Bar, right?
Yes.
Yeah, I went.
So she came and we met, and that whole week she was out every single night. So I met her out every single night. Mm-hmm. And Friday night I was doing Lady Fag's Mouth Your Body. That was the night Lizzo was there, and I gave Lizzo my bottle because I was like, Lizzo wanted a bottle. I was like, just give her mine.
Yeah.
That's fine.
Mm-hmm.
And then her record label ended up buying bottles for her anyway. I was like, why did I waste my bottle on Lizzo?
Was she big at the time then?
No.
I mean, she wasn't,
No.
I mean, Gaze knew who she was.
Gaze
knew who she was for a long time.
Well, you know, she had a couple songs that were like in iPod commercials. Like Water was in one of, I think Fitness was in one too.
Oh, really?
So there's like songs that you would hear that were in like radios.
She makes commercials. I mean, that's what she.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So, we're partying, Kim and I are kikiing, and then I play Unlock It, and we just like, both are just
that's
like,
that's a Charlie song, though, right? Yeah.
But Kim is so in good. It.
Yeah.
Kim is in it. And at the end of the night, I'm like, okay, I'm going home, blah, blah, blah. And Kim's like, what are you doing after? I'm like, I guess we're going to mine.
Afters.
And then that's the iconic the story, afters. Yeah. And that's, we've been friends since.
When's the last time you saw her?
Right before she went to Europe, like 2 weeks ago, 3 weeks ago.
Okay.
She was in town doing promotional stuff, and we went and got dinner.
She have a new album coming anytime soon, and is she
she's working on new music.
Yeah.
You
put me onto one of my favorite songs by her, but it's never been released. What's the name of
Push?
It? Push.
It's Push so by good. Kim Petras. Just
everyone, you
Push.
Can look it up on YouTube. It's on YouTube. It's
SoundCloud. Yeah. SoundCloud. It's it. Like honestly, she always hates it's amazing, when I bring it up, but it's amazing. It's a really good song.
So if Kim Petras is the queen of Halloween.
Yes.
And Mariah is the queen of Christmas. And so who's the queen of Valentine's Day?
It's almost Kim again.
No.
Because Heart to Break came out on Valentine's Day 2 years ago.
I don't know that she's the queen of...
I don't know if she's the queen. And then Slater put out Mine, which is a... has.
Would you say maybe Whitney Houston would be?
I mean, she's a queen of ballads, definitely. Like
she's the ballads, and ballads are...
power ballads.
You know?
I have nothing.
Yeah. Y'all better stop playing Saving All My Love For You at weddings and playing it for your boyfriends and girlfriends, because Saving All My Love For You is... it's a song about her singing to a married man that she's having an affair with.
Oh, really?
Yeah. Really examine those lyrics. Watch the video. It'll all come together.
I will say, speaking of weird songs in weird positions, someone was at a Pete Buttigieg rally, and they're playing the YMCA at the Pete Buttigieg rally. I'm like, of course they're playing a song about cruising at the Pete Buttigieg rally in New Hampshire.
No, but don't they usually play like Panic at the Disco? Isn't that his music?
Is it?
It's his official song is like a Panic at the Disco song. I forget the fucking name, but...
I don't know. It's just funny. Like, YMCA is a song about cruising, and obviously he's never cruised.
Yeah. Do you think he eats ass?
Does Pete Buttigieg eat ass? I want to hope so. I really hope so for Chasten. I want him to, but...
Do you think he eats ass well?
No, he definitely... If he's done it, he hasn't done it well.
He doesn't do much well. No, he but talks. If he talks a lot.
He talks... When he talks, I don't mind it. But is it making any sense? Not really.
Not really, yeah. Who's your candidate?
Warren.
Warren, same.
I love Warren. Yeah. She's losing steam.
It's only been two states. She got 98% of the delegates still up for grabs, and we have 55 other states and territories to go through. So it's a beginning of this thing.
I am going to vote for whoever gets the nomination. Obviously. I'm not like someone who's like Bernie or bust, but
at this point, I just kind of want to give it to God. I want to have a good summer. I can't let this take over my life like it has for the past like 4 years.
45 years.
Yeah, it's like 45. Did you say 45?
No, 4 to 5 years. 4 to 5 years.
Speaking but like, of 45. I need to give it to God. Let's have a really good summer.
We're going to have a good summer.
We're going to give us a good summer. Yeah.
Listeners don't know, but me and Pet Shop Boy are going to have a summer.
Yeah, but like, watch us be Bernie Bros by November just to save the country.
Gonna do what it takes.
So then Whitney is the queen of Valentine's. I'm announcing that.
Okay. That's
who would be
now.
The queen of 4th of July?
Katy Perry.
You think? Yeah. So what's
fireworks?
Brittany, what would Brittany get?
Thanksgiving.
Yeah.
She's definitely Thanksgiving. Like America.
Wouldn't Lizzo? It's all about
mashed
food.
Potatoes. I don't know, but like Brittany's like always in her house, and I feel like her like for me it's like houses are very Thanksgiving. If that makes sense, if we're getting like if we're like making sense.
Okay. All right. Yes. Madonna's for all year. She's a girl for all seasons.
Yeah.
So
can I say I didn't love Madonna until a couple years ago. I had to throw a Madonna party for Pride at Boom Boom Room.
Okay.
It was like 5 years ago, 4 years ago. That was the first Heaven on Earth, really. That's like what made me realize I was like, oh, I should do themed pop parties.
Yeah.
I was like, I came up with this idea to do a Madonna party because she's like the gay icon, and like by the end of the party it was like, wow, Madonna has bops. She has so many bops. Yeah. Like
there's a reason
like
why.
Years and years on bops on bops on bops.
See, I started a while ago, and I'm really in love with like her first half of her discography.
Yeah.
And I think you're like the second half. I don't really like the later stuff. Yeah.
I enjoy it all. Ray of Light has a very special place in my heart. Confessions.
I go up to about Confessions. I don't love music as much.
Yeah.
But I love erotica. I love all of that shit. Yeah. Bedtime Stories.
I have, I always tweet about it, and I don't know why I always tweet about it, but Give It to Me on Hard Candy is
a good one. Or even the song Hard Candy, right? Isn't there a song called Hard Candy?
Is it?
Or Sticky and Sweet?
It's Sticky and Sweet was the tour. Okay.
Yeah. I don't fucking know. They're all good. They're all pops.
Good stream. For you, Madonna.
Do you have a favorite album then?
From Madonna?
Yeah.
Confessions. Confessions for me is the quintessential pop album.
I could see that.
Like, it changed the pop landscape.
Yeah.
And, you know, I think everyone...
And it might be the best she's ever looked, too.
Yeah.
I think.
And that tour.
Yeah.
Like, if I could go back in time and see one tour...
If I could turn back... Yeah. So, Valentine's Day.
Yes.
Do you have any plans? No.
A Webster Hall.
Oh yeah, you've got your party.
I have a thousand Valentine's.
I have none. Someone, you know, it's funny. A year ago on Valentine's Day, I was recording a pilot podcast with James DeSantis. Shout out James. You know James.
Love James.
Yeah. We were shooting a pilot podcast, recording a pilot podcast for, I guess I could say now, but it was MTV and they were doing a deal.
Yeah.
And we did that and we did it on Valentine's and it was totally unplanned, but we just got drunk in the studio. And did
I love that.
But now I'm back. Here I am again.
Here you are.
Still no Valentine. not a lot changes.
1 year later.
But someone did make me a Spotify playlist today.
For what? Oh, like a gift? Valentine.
Yes.
Oh, that's cute.
Yeah.
Is it like a date thing? Or was it just like a gift? It was like...
It was a Valentine's Day gift.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. So that was nice.
That's cute.
That's fun.
Screw mixtapes. Make me a playlist.
I prefer a dinner, but you know, I like to eat, but this is great. He knows who he is, the guy that made me the playlist. Thank you very much. It's probably the only gift I'm getting.
Shout out to Playlist Him. Boy.
but I wanted to talk about dating stories because
I don't think I have any crazy ones. I've like put that part of my life like aside for now. I'm like focusing on my career.
My career, yeah. Because you don't really, because you have to work when other people are really doing their leisure time.
That's so hard, yeah. Well, and I don't want to date someone who works in my world.
Yeah, you know, exactly. Yeah.
It'll be like two low pressure systems colliding and becoming a hurricane.
Yeah, exactly. I mean, the last date story I really have is the cowboy, which I think everyone is aware of.
That was Dallas?
It was Houston.
Houston.
Yeah. And then, you know, it was a two-parter
because
Christmas.
You went back,
and he stood me up.
Oh, I didn't see that.
You didn't see that?
No.
Oh, I'll show you after. Yeah. We had been talking for a year and we were supposed to meet up at the bar that we met. I'm just going to give you the Cliff's Notes.
Mm-hmm.
And I was sitting at the bar and then last minute, like when he's supposed to be on his way to get there. He said that he was like violently vomiting, which it was weird. Cause he's the one who set this up.
Yeah.
Anyways. So long story short, I'm sitting there just texting James DeSantis. Shout out James DeSantis again.
Round two.
About how annoyed I am at this. And I'm sitting at the bar alone. And these guys come up to me and tap me on the shoulder and they're like, hey, are you Pet Shop Boy? And I was like, yes. I'm in a city that I don't live in. I don't know anyone. And they were just like, oh, we recognize you from Instagram. Da, 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 we. And they said that they had like actually known of the cowboy story from the year prior.
Oh, yeah.
And so they were like, sorry, we're rebugging you right now. Yeah, and I was like, no, please stay.
Save me.
So then they stayed and we just got shots. And then they were like, you want to go dancing? And I was like, yes, let's fucking go dancing. All four of us went. And it was just like, great. So now I have like three new lifelong friends that I can always visit when I go there. That won't stand me up.
Are you from Houston?
Houston, yeah. But I don't really like know. I mean, everyone that I was really good friends with, I mean, separately, like from a gay bar experience, and like they're like married or, you know, so it's a little difficult to get together sometimes. But I mean, I have so many bad dating stories. I mean, I've gone on dates multiple times. I've gone on dates with guys and I found out that they're like married after, like go on one or two dates and then find out that they're married after.
Like it was secret or was it open?
Secret. No, I think, or one of the times they said they were open, but it was news to me. Like, I didn't know that they were married. I didn't even know that the person existed. Does that make sense? You know?
Yeah. I hate that.
Yeah.
Like, be whatever, do whatever, but just be, like, upfront about it. Like,
well, no one is. Yeah. Fucking men. But you know what? Like, we're just trying to not talk too much about men being trash because I want maybe more Valentine's gifts. So,
more Valentine's gifts.
We're not going to block our blessings this year. So you don't really watch any television then, right? It makes a lot of sense.
I watch SNL religiously.
Okay. I like the RuPaul
episode. I was there. I went
to the taping. That's right. You went. How was it?
It was...
I've been in the studio before. It's really small.
It's tiny.
Yeah.
And it is... There's so many moving parts.
But they're so efficient at what they do.
It's crazy. It's a well-oiled machine.
Mm-hmm. They have to be. It's like they're working in a shoebox.
It was amazing. Great episode to go.
Mm-hmm. That building is huge too. It takes forever to get up there. It's like a whole process.
Yeah. No, but
how long was the total filming though? I've never been there for the actual filming.
I mean, it's 90 minutes.
90 minutes. Okay.
I mean, it's because it's live. It's 11:30 to 1.
Who was the guest? Oh,
Bieber.
I know. Yeah, Bieber.
Bieber was great.
You actually thought so?
I thought his second song was better.
He looked like he was dancing in a roach trap, in a green roach trap, and he
okay.
He could deal with some facial tattoos.
I think he could rock
legitimize
it.
Him.
I think he could rock it. Because the mustache, I'm not loving.
His music's trash right now.
I like the new song. Not Yummy.
The other one? The one with Quavo?
Intention?
Yep, with Quavo.
Yeah.
I think it's Quavo.
I mean, I don't love...
There's so many other rappers, and why does everyone keep getting...
Everyone keeps getting the same Amigo. Ones.
One pick Amigo. Amigo. Pick one Amigo. Let's have one Amigo, please.
Yeah.
I don't know. I'm not really feeling any of his new music. I don't know. I liked his last album, though.
Who's? Bieber? Like, the...
The one with, What Do You Mean?
Yeah. That put him back on the game.
Bops. Would you ever do a Justin Bieber theme party?
No. So the one time I tried celebrating men, it flopped. That was
the quickest no. No.
We don't celebrate men.
We don't celebrate men. No men. There's like, maybe you wouldn't do George Michael ever. But that wouldn't be like fun enough. That's like, yeah, that's, yeah. He doesn't have that many bops.
Like I did an NSYNC and Backstreet Boys night and it flopped. It was a big flop. Yeah. So,
okay.
Because everyone was like, do a men's night. And I was like, I don't know. I don't really like men that much.
Yeah. Yeah. There's not like really any. I mean, yeah, no.
Like I love Justin Timberlake and I love NSYNC and I love Backstreet Boys, but I don't really party to them. Oh. Is he back with his wife?
He's just a cheater. Are they?
I know he apologized. Like,
the only time I even knew that he was married was when he found out he was cheating. I forgot that he was married. I forgot that he was married to her. Yeah. And then I was like, oh, that's right. He does have a wife.
Yeah.
Speaking of cheating, so you watched one episode of Love Island at my request.
I did.
I asked you to watch one episode.
I did. So what did you honestly think? I didn't finish it because I fell asleep by accident. But
that's okay.
What a show.
Wait, how far did you get?
Like, they picked couples.
Okay. So that's the premise, right? Yeah. So like, they put them in this house and it's basically like The Bachelor, The Bachelorette, except everyone's a bachelor and a bachelorette.
Yeah.
And they team up and then they have to decide if they want to stay with the person or maybe switch to someone new, and they'll like introduce new people into the house as well.
I can see myself binging.
Yeah. I don't think the show's like good if you watch it like, oh, 1 hour here and there. I feel like it's only good in large volume.
Yeah.
Like you want to sit down and binge it, and it's only good in large amounts.
Well, there's so many episodes.
Yeah. And yeah,
it can be stressful. Much content.
I thought I was going to be really into it, which I am into the idea, but I can't keep up.
Yeah.
Because you know I watch a lot of TV anyways. Well, so
it's like there's a lot of live like parts of it, isn't it?
Also, it takes a lot more like brain power because I have to read a lot of I have to captions it.
I mean, it's literally the entire thing. It's a lot of thick accents.
I think I like him. I'm not sure. Yeah. It's like day three, but he's got a bit of chat about him. Yeah. I feel like I'm like the cat that's got the cream. I'm not sure, but it is day three. So I think I'm going to stick with him because I want to get to know him a little bit better.
Yeah.
But
it's like... And they all have like different accents, like very regional
and
accents.
And I didn't realize that there was like actual, that they discriminated against each other based on their, you know what I mean?
Oh, the accents. Yeah.
I didn't realize that was like a thing there, but it is. And I was like, oh.
Well, it's funny to me because, you know, England, UK is such a small little country and there's so many regional accents according to literally the city.
And I also think it's interesting the whole race thing because it's like there's very few black people. But then by the mid-season, there's like half black, half white men. But I remember someone was like, oh, look at the diversity. I'm like, ah, yes, the two races. Such diversity.
Yeah.
It's such a mess. But I mean, honestly, I'd smash any of them.
Yeah.
In that house, I would be so bored. And they don't have sex. And they barely drink.
Really?
This show could not last 48 hours in Fire Island.
No.
No.
20
we would
20
burn
minutes.
The house down
20 minutes. 20 minutes
it would be like a gay Rubik's cube. You would have every possible configuration of this one with this one and then this one with like
if it was tops picking bottom. Oh god. But then the tops would just end up fucking each other because that's how it goes.
Is that how it goes?
Yeah.
Okay.
Every top I know is like dating another top. I'm like, what are you guys doing? What is this?
It's like seeing dogs walk on their hind legs holding hands together. What the fuck. I would love to see Love Island in Fire Island, maybe just for a 24-hour period. But we can't see. We will see it when we go
we
get
will.
Our house together.
We're gonna see it we're ourselves. See it. We are the Love Island house.
I don't know if I can. Yeah. I usually just go and like observe everything. We do. That's what we were doing. We were going from party to party.
Yeah.
And we were just like,
well, I think we carry the same way in Fire Island. Like, we're not trying to get too involved.
Yeah,
in what's
no,
happening.
We don't. Yeah, we're just like,
trying to kiki and like.
Yeah.
Hang out.
Yeah. We were just like, oh, that's cute. And then we were like, oh, it's getting a little bit in here.
People are getting naked. Okay.
Okay. Let's
go to the beach.
But still so much fun. So we are running out of time, but we're going to head over to the bonus episode and we're going to carry this conversation over there with Ty. And while we're there, we're going to be joined by my producer, Tracy Morrissey, and she's going to kind of recount an interesting interaction she's had this week with a certain celebrity named Jamila Jamil, who is going to be starring in a new HBO series called Legendary, which is about the ballroom scene. Jamila Jamil has been caught in a series of white lies and has been approaching Tracy about it quite adamantly on social media. So we're going to get into that. And it's pretty juicy, so you guys don't want to miss it. In order to access that bonus episode that we're going to talk about, that I was just talking about, and all other bonus episodes, please become a patron at patreon.com/thebelist. I want to thank Ty again.
Of course.
Do you want to tell them quickly where they can find you on social media?
Everything is at TYSUNDERLAND, not Ty Sutherland. My last name is not Sutherland. It's never been Sutherland. No relation to Kiefer. Not Sutherland the club. Sunderland.
Okay. And that's on every... You're so lucky. I have to switch it up because I guess there's a lot of Pet Shop Boys out there.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, a few.
Well, I might be Tyler Sunderland on Twitter, but you can just... It's still my... Okay, it's my yeah.
Well, I am Pet Shop Boy on Cameo. And I'm Pet Shop Boy on Instagram. Don't forget to book cameos from me. And then also on Twitter, I'm the_PetShopBoy.
Love it.
And also my birthday's coming up. So if you want to get me an early birthday gift, you could rate and review this podcast.
When's your birthday?
February 20th.
That's not Aquarius, is it?
Yeah. Or it's Aquarius, Pisces, Cusp.
Okay, yeah.
Same birthday as Rihanna and Kurt Cobain and Cindy Crawford.
Well.
Yeah, so.
I forget who I share a birthday with. Someone good.
Yeah.
But
tune into the bonus episode and we'll find out who Ty's birthday twins are. But thank you guys for listening and we'll talk to you soon. Bye, guys.